Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 305. Today's Saturday, August 13, 2022. Or if you're here in Aussie land or the other side of the world, it's Sunday, August 14. Anyway, I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is my co-host, Niecy. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. I'm here.
That is always a positive thing, so thank you for joining me. I do appreciate that. Hi, chat room. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, all of that. We have got, let's have a look. We've got a busy looking chat room today. So we have got Chris. Thank you again for subbing. What was that? 47 months. Heart
Thanks,
her.
Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Yes. Yeah, I think, yeah, I'm going to say Chris would be our, like, most long-term sub, I think. I'm pretty sure. So, heart you very much, woman. Thank you. And we've got Fair is here. And we've got Niecy, of course. So, yay. We've got Cozzy.
Yay.
Cozzy's down here. That's the cat. We have got Tiber. We have got Rod. Thank you guys for joining us. Do appreciate that today. Anyway, thank you for the little bit of break that I managed to have. We've had the last couple of weeks off, which was lovely. I had a birthday. Niecy, you had a birthday. Happy birthday
yes.
for your birthday. It's very
Happy
easy.
Birthday to you.
Thank you. It's very easy to remember because you're a day after me. So. That's always
handy. Fits in well with the break. We both get a little mini vacation from show stuff.
Yes. Yes. It was nice. I was busy making my cake and all the things, and yes, I got spoiled, which was lovely. And I hope you got spoiled too and had a lovely day.
Kinda.
as lovely as life can be at the moment. So,
yeah.
Something anyway, like that. It was nice to have a bit of a break, but we are back and we've got lots of things to talk about and to catch up on and all of those things. So what I thought we would start off with, and hopefully my internet is not being too stupid. One thing tells me it's internet's good. The other thing tells me it's not. So hopefully I'm not like robot-y and all those things. But we thought we'd start off with Alpha Chat. Now, you and I both got into Alpha. We've been in Alpha having a play around and all that kind of thing. I've had it... I don't know, I've probably had it about a month, maybe a bit more than a month. It's and then you've had it, what, for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
I think I got in a week after you.
After, yep. So again, if you get into alpha or beta and you want to do some testing and put some thoughts down, etc., please let us know. At the moment, as far as I'm aware, it's only you and I that have gotten in. So we will...
I know one other person has gotten in, but it won't run for them. So... they're kind of in but not.
Okay. All right. Weird. Okay. Maybe Maybe that's
their system. Yeah, Fair got in, but her system won't let her run it.
Oh, okay. Fair, you got. Okay. All right. Well, that's okay. We've at least we know. Hey, you got an invite. Yay, that's awesome. It worked. I'm very happy about that, because I did send the list of, you know, people's like, here, these people. So that's very exciting. All right. Now, let's have a chat about what we have found. And again, we are in alpha. Alpha means, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't necessarily mean a lot until the game goes live. So we try and test things, we try and look at things to see how things might be. We've got alpha first, then we've still got beta, and yep. Then we've got when it comes live. So just because something is the way it is in alpha doesn't mean it's going to be like that in beta or when it goes live. And when it goes live is the most important thing. But we're trying to look at how things may be and what's, you know, to formulate how the challenges are going to be for, obviously, for Dragonflight expansion. So we're trying to gauge how that is. All right. It's very buggy. We will also say that. Very
buggy. That's one way to put it.
Yes. So,
like, it's not so bad on the whole, but there's one thing that keeps popping up as a reoccurring issue. So that's been a little bit of a source of frustration.
Yes. And, you know, again, it's just, I guess it's just
alpha, I guess, but
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's always interesting. Sorry, I'm just trying to fix my screen. I look weird. Okay. Anyway, okay. First things first, like, there's a lot of new stuff that's going to be coming with Dragonflight. Obviously, I had a look at the computer specs and all of that, and for me, I realized that I was going to need to upgrade my graphics card. So I decided I would do that. As I'm making my choice for a graphics card, one of my monitors decided to die. So I then went and got myself the graphics card plus a new monitor, which is actually this one. And oh my god, it's a 32-inch screen. It's freaking fantastic. I have 228 inches and this is 32, so it's kind of like,
I have no idea what size mine are. I think one's 27 and the other one's like a 13-inch TV monitor.
It's very nice. I must admit, it is very nice. My computer guy had to come out because we could not get the graphics card to pick up. Anyway, that was a whole kettle of fish. But yeah, so I upgraded the graphics card as well, and I feel like the system will be fine, like everything else. I talked to him about that as well. Everything else seems to be good for what I need, for all the things that I do with gaming, with the podcasting, with streaming, all of that. So I should be right. So that is obviously something to also look at, is go on to, they've got the specs on the website, on the World of Warcraft website, telling you what Dragonflight is expecting, minimum spec requirements and all of that kind of thing. Okay, so don't forget about that.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't done that yet. I don't have the money to fix anything. Yeah. So, I mean, Alpha's running, so I'm like,
that's positive.
Maybe we'll be okay.
Yeah, that's positive. And the minimum seems not bad, really, compared to, I think, previous ones that I was like, oh, damn. But anyway, now the biggest thing that I think both you and I kind of went, hot damn, is, now before we even get started on talking about a challenge tune.
This is a high point of contention.
This is a very high point, is there is like, there is, not only is there new bits of interface and system and the the way that they have structured, you know, you go into interface, you're looking for stuff. So all of that is new. They've changed all of that. Not only that, they've also got a new UI. Now there is the option that you can go back to the traditional. I don't know if you saw that, but
I did, but yes. It's not what we have now.
No.
It's classic vanilla. Yes. Traditional.
Yes. So, but the new mode of it allows for some, definitely for customization.
Yes.
When I was playing the Drakthea, I had it set and all, like, normally my tune, what do you call it, like the avatar and stuff, is normally up in my left hand,
mm-hmm.
With my target being right next to it so I can see, so it's up there. This has it right down in the middle, so there's lots of things, you can move things around a bit and all that. So for you, how did you find it? I thought, again, lots of options for that, so just be aware that when you do log in, it's like,
you're
whoa.
Not okay. So let's put it this way, if you're the type of player that plays on the default UI, you take like 2 minutes to move your Hearthstone around, check your bags, you know, flip through your chat settings and everything, and then bam, you go. You can't do that now on your first time in.
Yeah.
If you're used to playing with, what is it, X Pearl unit frames or something, where you can move your bars around and you
Z-Pearl.
Like fiddle, yep. And it's like, okay, I want this size, I want this that size, I want this over here, then you're not really gonna be too ruffled, shall we say, because you're used to doing that. I'm not. I'm a default girl. I like things simple. I don't like having a lot of fuss, a lot of muss that I have to deal with every time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, the classic version and the new modern version for the UI, both you can adjust the bars around. You can change their spacing in between the little spell buttons. You can decide where you want them in both sections.
Yep.
You can save it, and you can save it so you can just pick that to load that in on another character. But one of the big frustrations with it being alpha is that every week we're getting a new build and it's wiping out the UI that I have set up, so I have to go back in and spend another 20 minutes redoing everything. So that's been really, it's been like, stop touching it. So, but it is a work in progress. They are saying that they've added stuff since I've gotten in. They've put in like pet bars and stances and things like
yeah.
that. So you can kind of move those around. With how I have my bars set up now, I went with the classic one
because
that was the closest I could get to what we have now.
Yep.
And I'm trying to make it work. And I was really peeved when I first got in there. However, as I'm going on, the classic one's kind of growing on me to slightly tolerable because of what we're going to talk about next. But at first I was like, oh, no. But I'm starting to get a little bit used to it. I don't like it, but I'm getting used to it.
Yeah.
But I've noticed, especially when I was working on something else we're going to talk about, the chat dialogue box that pops up sometimes when you accept a quest or something. Right now it's underneath of the spell bars and I'm like, oh no. So I did send feedback. Hopefully they'll make that box movable.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still kind of get to the X to close it, but it's not adjusting to go above where you have your bars placed.
Yeah.
So it's kind of bothersome because it's underneath them
yeah.
for me. But hopefully that will get adjusted.
Yeah.
And something else I noticed with the new UI that kind of bugs the shit out of me, and I was trying to put feedback in about it. And I can't remember if I actually got it to go in or not, because then Alpha crashed and I couldn't get back in for a little bit as I was in the process of putting the feedback in. They have a new option for your bags. I think they're trying to eliminate people going to bag mods to a degree, where you can have them all as one bag.
Yep.
I'm a little confused as to how the order is for the bags, because it's a little weird. Like your backpack is like at the bottom, but I don't know. It was weird how it was set up, but that wasn't the issue. I can deal with that. The weird thing for me was with one of the bag add-ons, I'm used to being able to move my block of bags around wherever I want it to open on my screen. It's locked in place in the new UI. You can't move it, which I thought was really odd, because they're letting you move so much other stuff, but that was locked to that corner, and it's covering so much of the screen, like your quest logs and things, so you can't really open it and be moving around at the same time, which is what I tend to do a lot because I'm weird. But but it's, I'm like, can we make this like not anchored to here? Can we move this, please? But on the whole, I think some people will be happy with it, and it'll be kind of like the Z Pearl, that's what it is. Chris and Bartender. But I think if you're used to using that, you're not really going to notice that much of a difference, and you might be happy to have a less add-ons. But while they are trying to incorporate more of the more popular add-ons into the game, it's still not exactly the same. So some people might still go to the add-on, but they're trying.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how it will play out with add-ons. So, I mean, you guys know I love my add-ons. So being in Alpha where there is no add-ons is freaking killing me. But anyway,
for the moment, you can have multiple bags. There's an option that says make one bag or condense to one bag or something. But it's, you can click it on and off.
Yeah.
It's not mandatory.
Yeah.
But so. And I will say with the new menus and the interface.
Yeah.
I'm really confused because there's a lot. Understand how this is better. I know they were trying to make it a little bit less sub menu heavy, I think.
But they
move stuff to doesn't make sense to me. And I'm like, why would you put this here?
Yeah.
This doesn't belong under this option. So for like auto loot, it's under a menu that you're just like, why?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was under raid profile or something. It was under something that you wouldn't even think to seeing it there. Why would I go there to find this? Like, I would expect it to be under control or you know, like where your looting options are. It wasn't. It was somewhere else entirely. And I'm like, make it make sense.
There is still a lot of options. I don't care what anyone says. They have definitely moved things around. Some of it feels like they've moved it into places that, like you said, doesn't quite make sense. But again,
it's still early. They could still move it around again.
I put feedback in on that too. I was like, doesn't make sense. Don't like.
Yeah, I've been feedbacking as much as it will allow me to.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's basically just the heads up, the UI, the interface, all of that kind of thing. There is huge changes. Like, so be prepared. We're just basically saying, be prepared.
It's nothing like what default is now. Absolutely not. Yeah, it's going to be a shock if you're not used to using like Bartender and all the other stuff.
Yeah, and we just want to give you the heads up. We want you to be prepared, because there is nothing worse than logging into a game thinking everything's going to be sweet, and then you spend 2 hours.
I was not prepared. Poor Lita. I was not prepared.
Fantastic. So yeah, it's all good. So anyway, let's go on to we want to talk about specs, talents. So your thoughts on this.
Right. So, my first few days in Alpha, I actually went and made a baby bloodthirsty, because that's what I'm going to be focusing on for testing, is bloodthirsty. It's my challenge, per se. And I might throw in a little bit of Green Man testing on the side, because all it is just adding quests in here and there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they kind of cross each other for the most part. And so I was just kind of working on a baby blood. And things seemed okay. I did notice that spawn times on the rares were a little funny in the gnome starting area. Like, the little gnome, the little leopard gnome dude, he was respawning about normal. But the wolf was spawning slower. And I'm like, is this an alpha thing? Or did they change the spawn times on the beast rares? I don't know. But it was definitely... I killed the gnome, like, twice before the wolf even came back once. So it's just something to keep in mind that we'll check on as things go.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything mentioned, but XP felt low to me in the starting area, but I made Russell go and make a trial account and go into and go into live and start killing stuff in the gnome area so I could compare the numbers, and they were the same. So it was just, to me, not having had a low level baby bloodthirsty in a while. So so that's the same across the board.
Okay.
I got to, I wanted to get to level 15 because I know there's been a lot of anxiety over the whole new talent system coming in. When you get to 10, it tells you you can pick your spec. It doesn't force you to pick your spec. So if you want to go specless, you know, whatever. At least as a bloodthirsty, you can. I will get into another point where you might be forced into a spec later if you do a certain thing, but that's going to come up in chit chat, so we'll get to that later. But for right now, you know, I went specless. I'm like, well, I don't really need a spec right now. So I was like, you know, whatever. Got to level 15, and it said, oh, talents are unlocked. I'm like, cool. Let me see this talent tree, because they said something when they first talked about Dragonflight coming in that gave me pause, and that was that they were going to give us a couple of talent things unlocked for free. And I'm like, that scared me, because I'm like, does this mean we have to make accommodation for that? Like, is it going to count on the API side as talent points spent? Like, I wanted to see it. So it's a talents were unlocked. I'm like, cool. I went to open the thing where the talents were. There was no talents. And I'm like, huh? There's no talent tab. I'm like, what do you mean there's no talent tab? You must take a spec in order to see the talent trees. And I thought that was interesting. I was like, oh, okay. Sure. Let's just take a spec. So I took a spec. And then, you know, talent tab showed up. And then I'm looking at the talent trees. And I took discipline as I normally do. And the two they give you don't count as points spent, as far as I can see, because it told you how many points you had to spend.
Okay.
And then I put a couple points in, and then I hit reset, and those two blocks that they gave me tied into the spec remained open, and their status never changed. Like, you're forced to have those two.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, and then I realized that's part of your specialization.
Yep.
It's tied into your specialization spells, like it's two of them or something. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess that can kind of make sense. So I don't think we have too much to worry about, but then again, it's alpha. We don't know. We have to get Zaya in to see the API side of things, but that might not happen till late beta or until it goes live. So I don't necessarily think the trackers are going to be ready day one, but you know, just we'll get them there. But I think that is something that we'll have to look at from the API side. But then, you know, maybe just not take a spec. There's no difference in between taking a spec right now and not taking a spec with the spells that you have, from what I could see. It felt like pre-Legion. If any of our challengers go back that far that are here or are listening, before specs were forced on us, and we had, like, what, 4-5 spells in our toolkit, that's what it felt like. And I made a level 60 and went into the new zones and was killing stuff with those limited 4 or 5 spells. And I could do stuff. It was all right. It just felt like pre-specs in Legion. That's all.
Yeah.
Still felt doable, at least on a priest. Now, I was testing on priest. I haven't had the chance to test any other classes. I've been terribly, terribly busy.
Yeah.
But it felt like that. Like, it did, and it actually felt better than Shadowlands beta. I'm going to say that right now.
It's Well, it's definitely interesting. I don't really have too much to add to that. I started on an undead warlock, and I didn't really get that far because, again, I've not had a lot of time to sit down. And when I did yesterday, I was going to devote a good few hours to it yesterday, after 5 minutes of Lua Errors. Was done.
So, guys, we're battling the Lua Error demon boss. Mm-hmm. It's not like you just close it. Like, the first couple times I was having the issues when I first got into Alpha, if you hit reload UI, it really didn't come back for at least a half an hour or so. Now, it's ranging between, a minute
not
to
even
10
that.
Seconds.
Not even
and,
that.
Like, literally last night, it was three like seconds. Every 5 to 10 seconds, and then I hit a span of maybe 2 or 3 minutes where I didn't have one, and then, again, it was like, 5 seconds, Lua Error, Lua Error, Lua Error, and I wasn't even fighting anything, and it was happening, and I couldn't move across my screen. I could not see where
that's
I was going.
That's what
I
had
somebody
yesterday.
Somebody in one of the chats had asked about, does anybody remember how they said to turn these off, or if we can turn these off? So I need to look to see if we can disable the Lua Errors in
I
Alpha
went
because
in,
it's making it unplayable.
Yeah, I went in because mine kept popping up saying about nameplates and stuff, and
yeah,
by the time I went and I looked everywhere to try and figure out how I could adjust it, because I hadn't done anything with nameplates. Like, it was on the default of I hadn't adjusted anything, and I was literally logged in, one popped up, got rid of it, hadn't moved, popped up like within 3 seconds, and I thought, no, okay, just keep pushing, surely it will settle down. I decided to move to start questing, and the whole flight, because I did the whole soaring across, I wanted to again test that, and it's popping up, and I'm thinking, this is not fun.
It's hard because the damn Lua Error box is so big, it takes up like all of my play screen, like my bars are framing it. So I'm like, well, I can't see what I'm attacking. I don't know where I'm standing. I don't know if something's about to hit me that I need to get out of the way of. And the whole time this was going on, I've actually been fighting like a week-long migraine. So I'm like, I can't do this anymore today. Like, I tried. I got about halfway through the new races starting area before I just kind of flipped the table and I'm like, I feel sick. I'm going to
I took screenshots and stuff, and now I can't find where the screenshots are. So
it just keeps saying about nameplates, Chris. And I'm like, it's happening for everybody. So it's not just specific to us.
Yeah.
Because I've been seeing people bitch about it in the chats. And I did hit a span of about 3 minutes where I didn't have it happening.
Yeah.
When they were trying to teach me how to use one of the racial abilities for the new race.
Okay.
Which was a whole nother issue altogether. But as soon as I finished that and started to go near things to start killing again and everything, then they immediately started again.
It was extremely. So I think I ended up, I spent maybe 5, maybe 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes, but it just kept, like, I'm trying to fight mobs and it's popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to click and I'm trying to hit these damn spells, and I ended up flipping table and just being like, no, I can't. I can't play like this because I can't turn it off. I can't. Yeah. So at the moment, it's, so just so you know, it's.
Yeah, because it was like, it was, what was it? It said add on. It was kept saying add on nameplates, and we can't have add ons. So this is something on their side.
Yeah. And even like trying to change the name, how the nameplate was, like trying to find it and everything was, anyway. So we'll see. Hopefully they might have done a new download. I don't know. But I'll keep trying and we'll see how it goes. But obviously it's an error that's across a lot of things, because again, I did notice that while I was in chat that people were like, you know, Lua Errors, like, this, it just keeps popping up, and I'm like, yeah, we're not. I'm not the only one.
It was the worst
one,
I had seen it last night in the new area.
Yes, yes. It was very bad.
I don't know if it's, like, area
bad.
Specific, but
don't know. I did. No, I think I was going to log into something else, but then I got called away. So I ended up not doing that. But yeah, so just, you know, it's trying to
if
test.
You get in, be prepared.
just keep an eye on
Track
that.
Your patience.
Okay, Fair says, but you don't get the spec-related spells. Okay, so what was that with?
Well, you're getting your base spells, like your base utilities. So for Priest, I had my access to my bubble. I had access to Power Word. Shadow Word Pain.
Yeah.
Mind Blast. Smite. And then I think when I took the spec, I also got Shadow Word Death.
Right.
So those were given to me. And I had Flash Heal and Desperate Prayer. I think I also had Psychic Scream, my Fortitude buff. And I think one of the Rezzes, or maybe it was Mending Prayer. Something like that. Something that I was like, well, this is useless because this is a group thing. Whatever it was, I didn't even bother with it. Or maybe it was Mind Control. But you're not going to get, like I didn't have penance, which was a big thing for discipline. It felt like you just weren't specced even when you took a spec. But at the time, I went with Priest because it's what I know, and I was squishy. So I knew I was squishy.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get a feel for stuff. As if I have time this week, I will try to get back in there on a different class and see how it feels at 62. They've got us penned in, so you can only go to the areas they want you in right now. You can't go back to the previous week's area.
Yeah.
So they forced me to 62 and put me in the 62 zone.
Yeah.
So there's only so much I can get a feel for. But, you know, it's still very, 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 very early.
I've got...
I'll see.
Yeah, I actually have made a level 60 undead warlock that I've yet to jump in on her because, again, I got called away. So still got much testing. Again, we're in alpha. It, you know, what we tell you is it's just giving you the heads up.
Change.
Just things change. Exactly. So... not really sure how helpful this stuff will be at the moment, but we're just, again, giving you a heads up, just things to think about. Whether it all changes between now and then, don't know. Specs, talents, again.
We'll see what happens. I do feel slightly more optimistic in this alpha than I did in Shadowlands beta, I'll put it that way. But I haven't had that much time to do a whole lot, and we haven't seen how we're getting into Dragonflight zones yet. So that opinion may drastically change. But as far as combat in the level 62 zone they forced me into this week, wasn't bad. Fights took a little long, but I could still do them with my limited toolkit.
Yep.
And there's definitely some more tanky mobs that, you know, you're going to have to test and scout and find out before you take your challengers in there. Haven't looked at it from an iron perspective yet, but there were some mobs in the green gear they provided that I was killing just fine. Didn't really have too much of an issue. XP felt pretty good. It felt a little bit more than what we were getting in Shadowlands now, and that was at rested. So that kind of felt like, okay, this feels good. This feels normal. This feels like the right progression. So I mean, we'll see what happens.
I was
testing Bloodthirsty though.
Yeah.
So that's why I left the green gear on. So we'll see what happens. Iron is not my strong challenge. We do have some stronger iron challengers on the list. I don't know if they're going to get in an alpha or be beta.
I'm going to take.
There's going to be a lot that's going to change.
I'm going to take my undead warlock. I'm going to strip her down and just see how stuff goes. So at level 60 or whatever, I'm just gonna, you know, take her through and see what without any
Stormwind's a bit of
green,
a mess at the
blue
moment
or anything like that. So
trying to find the right vendors is a little tricky.
But that's okay. Okay, let's go on to combat in the Dragonflight zone. So more on that.
So I mean, it felt pretty good. It yeah. felt better to me than it did in Shadowlands beta. And I'm only saying this because there were times where I was killing stuff in green gear during Shadowlands beta that didn't feel like it had that much health, but it wouldn't die. And I was in a fight literally 5 minutes on a green geared priest. I'm like, what is happening? Like, I had a spec, it wasn't dying. And fights felt about the same time frame as Shadowlands live right now. Maybe just a slightly bit longer, but it still felt very doable. It felt good. Which surprised me greatly because I always walk into this stuff very jaded. But it was very, very very optimistic feeling as far as Bloodthirsty and possibly Green Man is concerned. I have not had the time to go in and check iron or gray or white geared challenges at this moment because I've been pulled in like 15 different directions the past 2 weeks, but you know, we'll see. And I'm just kind of dipping my toe in. I'm not investing that hard at the moment because it's alpha and it's going to change.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get a feel of stuff that we might need to go back and look at a little bit more deeply once beta hits.
Yeah. That's pretty much like it. It's trying to see what stuff, when it gets to the end of testing, that we really need to narrow down. But as I said, my goal this week is hopefully to look at stripping down some characters and just do some killing to see how they're going to handle, hopefully if I can get some white gear or some grey gear.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just strip them down to see how combat's going to be in the dragonfly areas. Why I want to take the undead warlock who is currently at 60 or whatever she is when I get to log into her, which I'm hoping will be later today. So
there's a lot that we do have to look at and compile and make notes on to go back and check later. Like for me, and I just kind of happened to think about this, we need to look at the dragon riding thing. Because we need to see if that's going to go account-wide. If it goes account-wide, then we're going to have to look at trying to make sure that that's not, like, flagging inappropriately for those that can't do quests.
Don't think it's, from what I've read and seen, I don't think it will be. I think it's just
I don't think I'm going to be able to do the dragon flying. I'm going to have Vessel do it, so.
It's Yeah,
based off of my attempts with the racial abilities last night on the Drakthyr, I think I'm going to have to make Russell test the dragon riding.
It took me a bit. Obviously, we both have, vision, perception, and all that kind of thing.
I get depth perception issues. Horrid, I will have tiny moments of vertigo once in a while if I move too fast because of how my glasses are and stuff. But I couldn't fly in the new zone when we were out there, but I was seeing other people flying and I'm like, well, how are you flying?
Yeah.
And I realized they gave us dragon mounts and I'm like, oh, this thing will fly out here.
Yeah.
I had not done any of the dragon flying quests and I loaded it in because I was in a hurry trying to get something because somebody was trying to help me find something. And I hopped on and all of a sudden I was going up and couldn't come back down and I couldn't move and I was getting super frustrated. And then once I could move, then I was like, oh, this is way too, no, this isn't working. So I was like, sorry, dude. And I hearthed and went back to Stormwind just to get out of there. I was like, couldn't do it.
My take would definitely be if you have vision, perception, vertigo, any, flashy lights, all of that kind of thing, just tread warily.
Yeah.
We will see how that plays out. There's obviously a lot in between now and when it goes live. So we're not going to dwell too much on it. What I do want to talk about is obviously with the new race being Drakthyr. I think that's how we're saying it. there's so many words. I think one of the main things that I know, I found I made it a Drakthyr as soon as I got in, she's still there. I tried to play her yesterday. Again, just a little bit of a nightmare. I had mentioned much customization for the toons in both Drakthea form and in human form. Like, there's two forms. Huge, huge amount of customization.
That took me 20 minutes to get through all the customizations.
Yeah, and that's... It took me much longer. But, you know,
and I was trying to go quickly, but yeah, like, I was like, oh my god, it's not ending.
Yeah, it's... There is a lot, which... Again, fantastic.
I mean, it's a good thing,
fantastic, but there is a lot. So just be prepared for that. The biggest thing that I found with starting, like, I've gone through the starting part. I did not get any white or grey gear. And one thing that I did yesterday that I did manage to kill, like, two things in between all the errors popping up, was I did get a piece of grey gear.
Oh, really?
That I went, finally, I'm like, what, three or four levels in, and I finally got a, like, grey piece that dropped. Huh. Everything else that I had looted, there was no white, there was no grey. I couldn't find a vendor.
I did have a vendor.
I hadn't found a vendor. At that stage.
I had him briefly. But, I don't know what happened to him, but I had him briefly.
Yeah. It's so... Again, I don't know. I really don't know. I want to make another one. I'm not going to do it at the moment. I'll wait till we get into beta. I want to make a Drakthea, strip it, take all the green gear off. Because you're going to get green. You're going to get quest rewards, then give you blue. I want to strip one right down and see if you can get out of that starting area. I'm going to say it's going to be fun. If you need to strip off gear, like a full set of gear, to try and get through the starting, that starting point to get out of where you're in. So that's a goal that I want to do, but I'm not going to do it yet because we're in alpha and it just
seems too
buggy. So I'll wait till we get into beta. I've got that as a list of things to try. Again, interesting. If you know, again, I don't know. There's so much going on.
A hero class. It's definitely that. I will say I wasn't gonna make one because nothing about this race really appealed to me, to be perfectly honest. But I made one anyway for the spirit of testing, and I'm trying. But I'm being very critical of it just because of how my eyes and things go. I'm not a fan of watching them run from behind. They feel very stiff from behind. So to me, it kind of felt like they were running like back straight. And when you turn them to the side, they're not. But the way they were standing for me, it was just something bugging me. But it felt very... If you've played the Demon Hunter starting area, the beginning quests for the Drakthea felt very much like you're in the same kind of thing with all of the alcoves and running through the stone rooms and things, and it felt very much like that, but you're not in there very long, and then you get put outside. And outside's nothing like their zone, but it was just something that kept kicking up for me for like the second part of the Demon Hunter starting area. I was like, this feels very familiar. Now, I did hit a quest that gave me a blue weapon. Like Lita said when she first was talking about trying them in alpha, it did not auto-equip for me. It went into my bag. Is this an alpha thing? Did they change it? Was it never supposed to auto-equip? I don't know.
Whereas I had said...
We'll find out, but...
I had said that when I did it, it auto-equipped for me.
Yeah, it was like a staff or something for me, and it went
into
my bag.
It was very early on. It was like one of the
very
first...
Yeah, it was like second or third quest in. You had to do this quest. You could not move past it. You couldn't do it.
And for me, it had auto-equipped. Now, I have... Because I've only got this one Drakthea, I don't know. I'm not going to start another one at the moment just to figure out if that's the case. But again, you know, that was a concern for me at the time because I was like, oh dear God, no, please let's not go through this. But then when you've just did it yesterday or whenever it was, you said it didn't.
It was last night. It did not. It went into my bag.
So I'm hoping.
I made note of the quest name. Hopefully the quest name doesn't change, but I've made note of it. So we can go back and test it in beta. I'm not going to kill myself over it right now because it is what it is at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, we'll see what happens in beta when we get back in there and run through. I might still try to finish their starting zone. When you're inside in this stone area, spoilers, they call it a crush, there is a vendor there that he can repair your stuff. You can sell stuff to him, but he didn't have anything for you. And I'm hoping they give him food or something that you can buy, because you start out with 25 gold and 12 slot bags. So, and you are in green gear except for a weapon. You are weaponless. I never put that staff on. I stayed weaponless through the whole thing. Their spells are a little tricky to get used to. You need to get used to targeting yourself and quickly. to heal yourself, because the one spell they have is like penance. And it took me forever while it was in the starting, the first few quests, because I'm like, what does this spell remind me of? What is this? This feels familiar, because it was a damage and a heal.
Yes.
But it healed if you had an ally targeted or yourself. And it did damage if you had an unfriendly targeted. And then I was like, penance, that's what this reminds me of. But, you know, I mean, it would crit a couple times. It wasn't anything to write home about for me. But, you know, it's alpha and we'll see how it goes. But that's your main healing spell in there. And I'm not sure how challenge friendly, at least for like irons and working man and stuff, this class is going to be.
We'll have to wait.
I did find an item on a table that was outlined, and it didn't click that it was outlined in purple, because I had a quest where I had to run around and grab stuff. And I'm like, oh, what's this? This must be one of the things I need to grab, because I had to grab like weapons caches or something. I thought I had to pick up weapons off of tables. I picked it up, and it did like a casting thing as I picked it up, and I'm like, oh, what's happening? And the next thing I know, I had a 10-minute buff on me, and I'm like, oh shit. So... Be very wary of picking up things on tables and stuff.
And again, it's like there is a lot. There is a lot to look at. There's a lot to go through. So we will see. This is just, again, you know, what Nisi and I have found. It's very early. We're still in alpha, you know, so it's just given you some feedback on the stuff that we've found. Obviously, we've still got quite a while before Dragonflight is live. However, at the same stage, they did say it was gonna be out before the end of the year. So you know, we've got
like, it feels 4 months like we till have time, Christmas. But it also feels like we don't have time. So.
Yeah. So we will see. We'll keep you up to date with the bits and pieces. Again, if anyone out there gets into any of this and wants to test in particular various things, please let us know. Send us a tweet, send us an email, reach out on Discord, whichever, because there's a lot of things to test. I go back to work tomorrow, so it's going to be very limited. You're extremely busy. Like, we all have IRL. So, trying to get in to test things and spend some time, especially if there's errors popping out, makes it difficult.
I should have more time come the beginning of October, end of September, but that's a lot of lost time. So, I mean, I'm trying to squeeze it in where I can. But, you know, the more eyes, the more help we have, the better it'll be. Plus, Russell's going to start diving in when I'm not doing anything or when I'm asleep or stuff.
It's... And he's awake and has time. And again, we're in alpha. So the other thing is, if we spend all this time in alpha trying to sort stuff out, beta's going to come in. They're going to scrap a whole heap of shit.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like... So I'm just... For me, just looking at the overall for alpha, want to get more into beta, because that's when things That's normally
where we're getting more solidified and stuff.
Yeah, so we will see how it goes. But anyway, we've already spent 50 minutes on it, so I think we will go on to other than how our weeks have been, but we will definitely have another discussion on this in the near future and give you some more feedback. Or again, if you find some, you know, something out yourself, let us know. If you've got some questions that you'd like us to look into while we're in this, not necessarily in alpha, but while we're looking at testing, throw that at us as well. Like,
yeah, go ahead.
We can do. Yeah. Okay. So let's get on with how was your week, other than other than the other stuff.
Yeah, my week was kind of short. Like I said, I've been sick all week with a migraine off and on. So I did manage to get some bloodthirsty leveling in. We're down to the last two bloodthirsty classes for me.
Oh my god!
So I'm down to the shaman and the warrior.
Nice.
I have never wanted the Winds of Wisdom buff back more than I did this week.
I thought they might have brought it back. I thought they might have been like, we're taking it away. Just kidding, guys. Have it back. Yeah. But no.
Yeah, no. It was very sad, Nisi, this week. Trying to get through level 56 to 57 on that shaman. I'm killing a safe mob on her.
Yeah.
And it gives less XP than the next mob up that I normally go to. So when I was ballparking about how many I was going to have to kill, I was thinking, oh, you know, probably like 400 or 500. No. It was 829.
Nice.
For that level, for what I was killing and the XP I was getting. So I took her back to Stormwind after I dinged. I got her new gear at 57, and I started working on her for this coming week's stream. And I killed one of the mobs that I had been killing. They're very green.
Yep.
And when I killed it, I got 278 XP. And I was like, oh, no, 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 no.
Oh.
So I went over to the level 60 mobs. And I was like, let's see. Because this shaman's been very squishy and very temperamental. And I was like, well, this mob has 14,000 health and I have 16,000. So maybe. I was actually able to kill it without a problem. Maybe. And I was like, thank you. Thank you.
Well,
I was like, please thank you, because this is giving me 920 some XP compared to 278. So I was like, oh dear God, thank you. So I've got her working over there, and she's actually made some progress into her level. So yay.
Nice.
And then I had to bail and go do testing for today, so I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But so she's doing all right. Warrior's fine. Warrior's killing the same quote-unquote safe mob that the shaman was, but they're moving through pretty good. I haven't had to eat, which surprised the shit out of me, but then again, this mob isn't doing gore. It's one of the little glimmer fly moth things, so they're one of the safer guys. So we'll see what happens. So shaman hit 56 on their, or no, they hit 57, they're on their way to 58, and the warrior hit 52, and I haven't started their journey to 53 yet, but that will be coming in the next coming days.
Nice.
I also managed to somehow find time to squeak in a level on my blood, working man, excuse me.
Nice.
And so Soul Blister hit 52.
Nice. Well done. I can't believe you've only got two bloods to
go. It feels weird, but at the same time, I'm glad I only have two, because the level 56 to 57 on the shaman took me about 16 hours with me getting distracted and stuff. So,
Yeah. No, that's fair enough.
That was rested, too, so, like,
okay.
Shit.
Yeah. Well, congratulations again. Like, you're so close to there, so we have all the things crossed for you, which is good, and we will see how we go, how you go, which is very exciting.
Now, I think you did something, because I saw something on Twitter last night.
I did. I actually, after I flipped tables from the Lua errors from trying, because as I said, I wanted to sit down for a good 2-3 hours. And try and play some alpha,
get some
testing
in earlier this week,
and I was like, So then I hopped onto my little iron Lita, which was great. She was in Thunderbluff. That's where I left her because she'd been to Darkmoon Fair. And because she's an undead warlock, of course, because, you know, what do I do? So I left her in Thunderbluff and I thought, oh, okay, sweet. I'll hearth back to Brill because that is where headquarters is, according to my husband and myself. Headquarters is Brill. And as I did that, it was fantastic. It was one of those things that I saw the loading screen come up, and as she comes into focus, she's falling through the world, and then I DC. And I was like, excellent. Right. All right. I thought was she's going to be dead. Like, yeah. I was not like, she's going to be dead. I was like, she's going to be dead. Oh, yeah. So I log in again. As I log in, the same thing happens. We've got loading screen. There she is falling through the world, and we DC again. And I went, okay, all right.
Groundhog Day.
Let's try it again. I'm definitely dead. Like, this is now twice. Let's try it again. So I did the same thing. By this stage, I probably walked away from the computer for about a couple minutes. I come back and I'm like, no, she's going to be dead. It's okay. It's okay. We can deal with that. Just log into her. Let's get her. Whatever.
30s are a level that you can get back to without too much trouble.
Same thing happened. Didn't matter. Falling through, DC'd, and I'm sitting there going,
you're going to need a new monitor in a minute.
All I could think of was, now I know that they had changed things with Brill and Tirith's Fall in particular, with some stuff that's happened since the little patchy thing had happened, with some new questing and new stuff happening in that zone. So my whole thought was, oh dear Lord, because I had her in Brill, therefore something's happened with the timey-wimey aspect.
Oh no.
And therefore maybe I can't get back to her because, you know, something's happened, they've added stuff in, maybe I just can't get back to Brill. So I went into customer support, and my first whole thought was, okay, how the hell, I can't get into game to log a ticket. How am I going to do this? Anyway, I managed to find the support tickets. I logged the ticket, but then as I logged, like, I put in and I was going to do it, but it took it anyway. I found that they now have in your account unstuck character button, like, service. Okay? Not in game. You log in, you go to it, and you're like, I want to unstuck. I want to take this toon and I want to move them. So it brings up all my toons. It tells me where that toon is, what level they are, what server. And I went,
oh, you did Iron this Leader. Okay.
Through support. And I went, I want her to be removed from where she is because me logging in to Brill is not good. I'm going to be dead. I three times I've done it. Actually, I did it four, and I was just like, that four times she's going to be done.
Oh, yeah.
So there is a character unstuck service within our support for our account. I think you can only use it once every, I think it's once every 8 hours. Don't quote me.
Yeah, when you were telling me you did frustrated. That, I thought you had done it. Like in game through your character specifically, and that's why I asked you, well, it might make you dead and put you in the graveyard, because I think that one, when it was there eons ago,
I couldn't get into it. I could not get into her, so I was like, I need to be able to do this somewhere else, so via your account. Anyway, I got confirmation. They're like, we will let you know once we've done it. And sure enough, it pops up a little thing saying, we've done it. And I was like, cool. Okay, let's log into her. Thinking, where is she going to be? Yeah. Anyway, I was outside Ogrima. And I was like,
interesting.
Okay. So then the first thing I did was I went to my stats, because I'm like, maybe I was dead, maybe they've rezzed me and stuck me here, thinking, oh well, she's died, we'll just put her over here and, you know, we've rezzed her so she's not coming back to a dead tune. There was no death in the stats, and I was like,
that was damn lucky.
Okay. So, not really sure why, but Brill was not a good place. I have since changed my
stone. Yeah, that's a good idea.
But yeah, just know that if you're going to be in Tirisfal, and again, this is me surmising, this is me guessing, but the fact is that Tirisfal has had a lot of changes over a few expansions. There's been a lot of stuff that's been added in. So when you're a little baby toon and you can be in Tirisfal in Brill, okay, but as you start to level and things start to change within the zone, and your level starts to match those bigger things that have happened, I'm guessing that there was a conflict.
Yeah.
So just please be very, very careful if you're going to keep your Hearthstone in Brill, because it was not good.
It was a big Zadormi area too. So
and Zadormi is a long way from Brill, like really in the grand scheme of things as to where I needed to get through. She's quite a distance from where I needed to go, but anyway, that's beside the point. Anyway, I continued on leveling her and I ended up taking her to Northrend. Wrath. I decided I'd go a bit timey-wimey with Chromie and decided that we would go into Wrath, and I've been running around Wrath like a crazy person, which has kind of been fun, and I hit 33 yesterday, so I actually got 5 levels. So we did not kill the toon, which I'm extremely grateful and thankful of, but at the same stage I was purely waiting for the whole
I had something similar happen with the boat and Boralus getting back to Stormwind. For a while it was still bugging and dropping me in Hillsbrad, and then it was acting like it was gonna drop me in Hillsbrad, and I hit a load screen, and when I came out of the load screen I was just falling. And I was like, oh, really? I'm, like, falling near the keep in Arathi. This is fun. And then I hit another load screen, and then I was standing on the dock at Stormwind, and I was like, what?
Yeah. Fun.
So, yeah.
And games. Fun and games. So, again, you know, just things to keep in mind while you've got your challenge tunes in particular. Alright, let's get on to, where's my, here it is, let's play this. And it's, why is that not playing? Okay, you know what's really fun, guys? The really fun things is when you get everything sorted for the podcast yesterday, and you think everything's going really well, and then right before the show you realize that you forgot stuff and things just...
Well, I was thinking I just couldn't hear it.
Being a shit. I don't know why it's now not playing. Why would it be doing that? Just give me 2 secs. I'm going to look. Why have we got that? Okay, let me...
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft!
I heard it.
Because VLC decided to default instead of going to voice meter.
Yay!
I swear to God. Anyway, okay. A few things to get through. Because people have been very busy. And fantastic. So congratulations to Azzy W on reaching max level, becoming our fifth Shadowlands Working Man Challenge champion. Well done, Azzy. Congratulations, Nisi, on Soulglaive reaching max level, becoming our 13th Shadowlands Bloodthirsty Challenge champion. Well done.
Yeah, the Demon Hunter being the 13th is kind of amusing to me.
It's great. Love it. Love it. Congratulations to Corvillian on getting his tin to max, becoming our third Shadowlands tin champion. Well done. And congratulations to Fair on getting Fair Winter to max and becoming our sixth Shadowlands working man champion. Well done. Hang on. Where's my little... Oh, where did I put it? Hang on. That's not what I wanted, but anyway, let me play the one I actually. Cheers. Well done. That's awesome. Azzy, Nisi, Fair, and Corvillian. Well done, guys. That's awesome. We had decided this has been the best expansion level wise, hadn't we? You did the math.
It seems like it.
Yeah, so Shadowlands has blown us out of the water. Well done, everyone. Okay, now you said to me this morning, patch 9.2.7 yes. arrives on Tuesday. And I went, what?
That's what I had. Like, that was my reaction when I saw it pop up in the Wowhead News channel in Discord. I think it was late last night. I was like, oh, crap. I need to add this into the show. I'm like, what patch?
Anyway, all right. So apparently this is the Auction House patch. That's the patch notes there, apparently. So this will make commodities available to everyone in the same region. So you've got your, like, North American, your EU, your Oceanic. So commodities are like your herbs, flasks, gems, consumables, things like that. Armor, weapons still remain per server listings. And Blizzard put out a statement saying all auctions up on the Auction House when servers go down for the patch maintenance will be cancelled and returned to your mailboxes. They better not be charging us for cancelling. Better be getting that money back.
Well, I think they're trying to tell you to make sure that you've pulled them down or you're timing them right, because you will end up losing the deposit if Probably. You put it up, is what I was what I felt like
that's
they were trying to get
fair.
The point across. Like, they weren't going to refund the deposits for that.
That's not fair, but yes, the usual. They're also adding the Auction House to the Well Companion app. Okay.
Yep, so, it kind of looked like Mobile Auction House again, so we'll see.
Well, it's been some time. I mean, they've had it removed for quite some time, so that might be good again. So that is this week. It's coming in, so just...
Yes.
We've got
so plan on an extended maintenance on Tuesday, guys, because, you know, shit might go sideways.
Damn it. My mug's stopped charging. Look, see the red light? Hang on. It's out of charge. Plus now I'm out of coffee. Okay. It's not good. Alright, okay, so let's get on to... Yes, okay. Let's do this one. So, something exciting. Now, before I forget, in 2 weeks' time... 2 weeks time, we are having our seventh anniversary for WoW Challengers podcast. crazy.
It doesn't feel like it's been that long.
It doesn't, but yet it does.
But at the same time, it feels like it's been longer, so I don't know.
A lot has happened in 7 years.
A lot
has happened. So we will be doing, so it will be episode 307 on the, what date? I always get the dates wrong. 27th, isn't it? Where did I put it? 27th of August. So in 2 weeks. All right. So first off, so due to that, I am, hang on, where's my little doovy thing that we are announcing, and I'll put on the, there will be a banner up, but we're gonna do a little fashion show. Now, this is not going to be the same as previous ones that we've done. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Heart you for that. That's beautiful. All right. So our fashion show, which will be for to show you screenshots, etc., that will be for the anniversary show. So if you've got some screenshots that you would like to be submitted, please send them in by the 25th so I can get stuff sorted. So all we're doing, I'm calling it Strike a Pose. Strike a Pose, because that just seems the most relevant. It's not a competition. It's not a contest. It's just basically send in your most stylish screenshots of your challenge tunes. Again, look, don't want transmog. Don't, you know, it's the usual thing. If you just keep your tune in, if you find some really cute looking looks for it, what you're wearing, whether you pick up some white or grey gear, if you've got green because you're on a bloodthirsty, fine. Like, whichever. We just want to have a little bit of fun. So if you've got some screenshots of tunes, send them in. All right, send them to WoW Challenges at, where am I? podcast@wowchallenges.com. Send it to that, or send it via Discord or tweet us, whichever. Okay, so just remember, I've put the wrong dates on there, Nisi, ignore that.
Okay.
So it's just a little bit of fun.
Okay.
Yeah, you just realized what I did, didn't you?
I just saw it. I'm like, where?
Yes, yeah. So again, you know, just remember, it's because it's not a contest, I'm not going to be absolute on, like, there's no real rules. Just don't transmog your gear, okay? Transmogging is not the way. We just want you to do, you know, if you pick up a really cute robe and you happen to match it with some white or grey gear, or you pick up something green on the tunes that can have green, please don't flag your tune by putting on something that the tune cannot wear. For example, say a pacifist.
Yeah,
don't,
that flag won't get flipped.
There is no flipping flags, okay? So, again, just be very mindful of that. And again, if you've got a couple of looks, if you've got a couple of tunes, just send in, you know, do a little slash dance, get a pose, strike a pose, make them look, you know, in whichever that you'd like, and send them in. If you've got a little story about what the tune's wearing, why they're wearing that, etc., we'd love to hear it as well, because sometimes we like to tie little stories into our tunes and as to why they're wearing that. So if you've got a little story to share with it, go for it. As I said, need the screenshots by the 25th of August, please, to be ready for the live show, which will be on the 27th, Saturday the 27th, and we'll do a little fashion show. So again, not making it a contest, there is no winners, because you guys are all winners. But just, it's a little bit of fun for the anniversary show. So please send them in to podcast@wowchallenges.com. And that's the banner will be up on the website after the show. Niecy will be tweeting, we'll put some information reminders up on Facebook, Twitter, the usual places. Okay, so it's just a cute little show us strike a pose with your tunes in some whatever gear that you want to. Alright, so that's the main thing on that. Also a reminder that if any of you guys have got a memory from the last 7 years that you would like to share for the anniversary show, please tweet me, send a message through Discord or email, whichever, and I can collate them for the anniversary show. Not, you know, again, 7 years, it is another show, but again, seven years is, it's like hot damn. Seven, wow. So if you've got something you'd like to share that you've enjoyed or that's been most memorable to you in the last 7 years since we started the show, please share away, and we would love to, you know, share that with everyone here in the chat room as well as listening at home and on the podcast. So yeah. All right, state of the challenges. Let's get on, because again, this is a long show.
We had a lot to talk about.
We have. All right, state of the challenges. Now, let me do my little fanfare, which I don't know if you're going to hear, Niecy, but let me do this. Still, for some reason, doesn't like going through on Discord. I don't know why, but anyway. Okay, irons, go for it.
Irons, okay. 10th this week was Redneck at level 30. 9th, Hammerist at 32. 8th, Iron Lita at 33. Congratulations for making the list.
Wow.
We have Wise Fox in 7th at level 34. 6th this week is Lo Wan at 34. 5th, Pink Toe Beans. That's a mouthful. 37th, but lost to the Nether, sadly. 4th, we have Corvalon at 39. Mendacity, 3rd at 51. 2nd this week, Calamity Jane at 51. At 1st this week, Gamnik, 55, but RIP.
Ah, damn. Ouch. Commiserations on that. All right. Bloods. Let's have a look. We've got 10 Bloods this week. We have got, crap at level 22. Yep. I love it. Number 9 is Happy Taco at level 27, but RIP. Number 8 is Druid Taco at level 27. Number 7 is Die Beast at 32. 6 this week is Iron BT Path at level 42. 5 is Misfit at 47. 4 is Zaya Bingara at 49. 3 is Troll Your Shoal, I'm going to say. Troll Your Soul at level 52.
Wow. Number 2 is... The character's name is trolling you.
I know. Number 2, Azzy BT at 56. And number 1 is Tidal Soul at 57. All right, passies, who okay. We got?
Pacifist this week, 10th, we have Nakan at 15. 9th, we have Faircello at 31. 8th, we have Chili at 38. 7th, Peaceable at 40. 6th, Team Sands at 51. 5th, we have either P-Rogue or Rogue, we're not sure how this is pronounced, at 52. 4th, we've got Gentle at 52. 3rd, Andy Hunter at 53. 2nd, we have Azzy P at 55. And Never Died Passy at 56. He's definitely back and leveling.
Nice. He's only on one. I still kind of feel like it's not him because it's only one turn.
Maybe he's just been busy.
Yeah, maybe he's just dipping his toe back in, which is fantastic. But well done. Look at Azzy go.
I know, right? Azzy's going to keep me busy pretty soon.
I know. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. All right, let's look at tins this week. We had two tins. We have got Caltros at level 10, and we've got Corvillon at level 30, which was our third Shadowlands tin champion. What did I say? Level 30.
Level 60, you said 30.
30. Level 60. Like, no. It's been a long day, guys. I apologize. Corvillon.
I think.
Yeah, that sounds. Is level 60. So again, our third Shadowlands tin champion. Well done to him. Greens, we had three this week. This reminds me. I feel like this should be like a Rogue Slayer name. Green Pew, at level 30. It just. To me, I hear that and I'm like, that sounds like a Rogue Slayer name. But Green Pew at level 30. Number two was Krupp at 35. And again, look at Azzy. Azzy G.
Azzy G, yo.
Azzy G, I'm just waiting for him to break out and do a rap dance and some rap singing or something.
Oh, definitely.
No ideas there. Azzy, at level 54. Well done on that. Now, working man, what have we got?
All right, so we've got six working challengers this week. Sixth, we have Tinker at 27. Fifth, Tin Tax at 30. Fourth, Owlet, 34, but RIP. Third is either Lizel or Liesel, 38, but RIP. Second, Soul Blister, 52, and first in the working man this week, Fair Winter at level 60, and our sixth Shadowland working man champion.
Well done, Fair. Again, another one. How many, Fair? How many tunes is that she's got to max? Because
I don't know. I haven't done her write-up yet. I'm doing that tonight.
Keeping us busy. Fantastic. Here we go. Let's do one more. Well done, everyone. Busy week with leveling. Commiserations, obviously, to all those that we lost this week. Hopefully, this week will be kinder to everyone all round. Okay, let's do...
Hey, yo! It's Chit-Chat!
Oh, Zorts. We'll forever love that. All right, we've got a couple little joke puns things. Niecy, what have you got for us?
Okay, so I finally found out why flamingos sleep with one leg up. If they had both legs up, they would fall over.
Yes, absolutely. That makes sense. All right, hang on. Tiber's stolen joke of the week. Whoever stole my Microsoft Office, I will find you. You have my word. I like it. I like it. Well done. All right. This one was told to me by my husband, and I was like, send that to me because I'm saying this on the show this week. So here we go. I went to the zoo today and saw a baguette in a cage. I'm pretty sure it was bred in captivity.
Very cute.
I was like, yes. Yes, I love it. I love it. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Tiber. That was very cute. I like that one, too. Okay, so we have got... Do you want to take the forums one for sure. Iron Brew? Please.
So, Iron Brew sent this in on the forums, and he stated, I'm running another pacifist attempt, a rogue, and just spotted Vendetta had appeared on my action bar. I had not chosen a specialization, but find assassination is now active. Can this happen by some auto process? Is it possible you can choose a specialization with some random keystroke? As often with WoW, I am baffled. I have definitely not chosen a specialization, yet there it is. I am hoping you can choose I am hoping you can choose a specialization in pacifist. So, all specs are allowed, just so you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
Just be careful with the spells that it's given to you. So, you know, you never know if AoE or whatever.
Mm.
But Zaya answered and said there's at least one place where a specialization is forced on you. And that's when you choose an artifact weapon in BFA in Darlaran, when, you know, we had the class hall stuff happen.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not sure if there's others. You can choose a spec, even change it, you know, however many times you want.
Mm-hmm.
He's not sure if you can go from having a spec to no spec, though, because that may need a talent reset, which may flag you. He has to test it. Now, yeah. I can tell you in the past from resetting my talents, it does not reset your spec.
Yeah.
So once you've gone spec, you can't go back to no spec.
Yeah. Exactly. And I have had found that exactly the same on something that I had done a while ago. That I was like, oh, well, I won't worry about it. I'll just... So, yeah. Once you've chosen spec... Now, whether it's getting forced onto you for whatever reason that is, this does seem to be a thing. Zaya is going to have a play around and check that. He said he's going to have a test of it. So, we will see. But hence why we do allow specs. Okay, if you can do your tune without a spec and you want to do your tune without a spec, more power to you. Go for it. However, don't, you know, you don't have to, don't stress that if these things do happen, that you're like, I'm going to be flagged. No, we've allowed specs for quite some time. You can swap specs if you want to, if you want to take, not use spells that your spec has given you, then don't use them. Like, you know.
Yeah, specs were allowed across the board because it's just less of a headache than to break it down by challenge.
And again, just because you have spells in your spell book doesn't mean you have to put every single spell on your toolbar for your challenge tune. I certainly don't. When I was playing a pacifist, there was only probably a handful that I had on there, and they were like, yeah, oh shit, I need to sprint, I need to vanish, I need to not stab, but I need to sap.
Yeah, and I think my hunter had the Healy button and feign death and like maybe a freezing trap, and that was it. That's all I had.
Yeah, like Fessus, especially with passies, hardly use anything. So don't put them on there. And sometimes I would find, you know, you level up and Blizzard goes, hey, you've got this spell, we're going to put it on the action bar. Just get rid of it. If you don't need it, get rid of it. You don't need it. Okay? So sometimes look at your spells. Even on my warlock, like my little iron warlock, I'm like, I don't need this. I'm never going to use that. That's a group thing. I don't need it. Like,
Things like group heals or group reses or or AoEs that I'm not gonna use that are just gonna get me into trouble. I'm like, I don't need this cluttering my bar.
Exactly. So again, do not have to have every single spell on your spell bars. All right, pick and choose what's going to be good depending on what challenge you're doing, and especially, you know, stay away from anything damage related for your pacifist. In particular. So just keep that in mind. But again, for the question from Iron Brew, so I was having a look at it. Don't stress about getting a spec. If you don't want to use whatever stuff that you've been given, it's just that once you've got a spec, cannot go back. So if Blizzard has forced it on you for whatever reason, maybe it's because you dinged or you went somewhere. We don't know, but just don't stress. It's okay. All right, but there might be, maybe the possibility is that you cannot go specless anymore. Like, maybe it's just up to a certain point.
And or then, there are certain quests you just have to avoid that are gonna force it onto you.
Exactly. Hence why Isaiah says he's gonna have a look and see what he can find out. And again, thank you, Isaiah. Thank you. We do appreciate that. All right. Well, I think we've covered everything. I think we will wrap this up. So, hang on. Fess says, if you're a passy rogue, do not go outlaw over level 57 or so. Yes, there was an issue with that. Just due to mastery issues. Yes, definitely. And again, guys, like, there's a lot of information that we've got on in the forums, you know, don't forget. All of that kind of stuff, like a Discord, sharing information, all that stuff. So, again, if you're not sure, please send through your questions via all the socials that we have, or, you know, come over in and join the Discord family on our WoW Challenges Discord. So, everyone, you know, you're welcome. Just rule number one, as Stone has said way back in the day, just don't be a dick. You would think that that's not hard.
Don't do that.
You would think that's not hard, but please, don't be a dick. Okay. All right. Iron Elites, let's go. Nisi.
All right. Who have we got? So we'd like to thank our Iron Elite supporters. If you would like to join the Iron Elite, you can find out how to do so over on our website. These guys help us keep the show on the road, so we would like to thank Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Waz, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mac, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Me, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber. Sorry, that's as good as that's gonna get. Manima and Zaya.
Exactly. We are never gonna be able to do what Stone could do for Tiber. Sorry, Tiber, but you know, we do try.
Yeah, my voice doesn't do that.
Does not go that deep. Exactly. Again, thank you guys. Thank you for your support. And it's very muchly appreciated. So thank you so much to our Iron Elite, you guys. Freaking rock. Alright, so from, again, our mods. You guys rock. Seriously. What can I say? So, to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, you make my life so much easier. Thank you so much. To our Code Wardens, in particular, to Zaya. He's so multi-talented. He's multi-everywhere. Zaya, thank you, thank you, thank you. we do appreciate that. And also, to Rudd, thank you, and to Nap for helping get things sorted and working, and we do appreciate that. Thanks everyone for being here in the live stream, to those listening at home, giving of your time. Again, we do appreciate that. We will be back next week, which will be Saturday, August 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Nisi, where can people find you? Hello.
It helps if I hit the push to talk button, doesn't it? Yeah.
I'm like, did I do C?
Just a little bit. Like, what? So, I don't know why you'd want to find me, but if you do, I'm in the WoW Challenges Discord, Nisi, hashtag 4863. You can email me at nisibgn@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube as nisibgn as well.
Nice. Excellent. All right. And if you want all the things, don't forget, wildchallenges.com is our website. Pop over there. You can find all the information for all of the socials. I think that's the way that we're saying it nowadays. That seems to be the in way of saying things. So all the socials are over there. Don't forget, you can download via places like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio. And again, don't forget, if you want to do a be part of the fashion show Strike a Pose, I'm not gonna sing because no one needs to hear that. but yeah, please send in for the in 2 weeks, by, what did I say, August 25th. Send yes. some screenshots of your tune in, whatever you want to do, strike a pose, send it to podcast@wildchallenges.com. If you've got any memories or anything you'd like to share from that has stuck with you over the last 7 years, again, our anniversary show is the 7th. Our 7th anniversary show will be on the 27th of August in 2 weeks' time. You know, just it's going to be, we're just going to have a little bit more fun times. So, yeah, so just it's nice to do a little celebration. So we're not doing anything crazy, but, you know, again, just celebrating 7 years. It's a milestone, which is fantastic. All right, if you want to find me, all of the things, please, Lita Wow, all of the stuff. Otherwise, you can find me on the link tree. It's got all my bits and pieces. okay, I think we've covered everything. Last thank yous, I will say. I was going to say, you know, the thing about having a birthday and a birthday with a milestone before I forget is because if you don't know, guys, I turned 50 last week. So, you know, like later, that's me. All right. I'm 50. We're now at the point that we're not giving a shit about a lot of stuff that I would previously give a shit about. So right now we're just, life is really too short. And, the fact is I made it to 50. So yay, which is good. Again, sometimes, you know, sometimes we're not going to pussyfoot around some of the crap that goes on. So, you know, we might just get a little bit more direct from, a little bit more directness, a little bit more bluntness, who knows, but, just saying. So, but again, thank you for the birthday wishes. Thank you for that. And, it was lovely to have some time off, which was good. And which also meant Niecy got some time off as well. Because yes. Again, her birthday is the 8th, which is the day after mine. It works out perfectly for us to have a little break, which is really good. Anyway, we both had a nice birthday, which is good. So thank you very much for the thoughts to all of us. We do appreciate that. All right, the last thank yous is to Mr. Bride 01 Russ for our intro. We love every time I hear that intro when we start the show. There is something, it just gotta get your groove on. It is, can't top that. He can't top that. Because it's just fantastic. We love that. And also, which you're going to hear very shortly, is the outro, which, again, a big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro. Because, you know, later in audio. So, he did help me, and I do appreciate it. He is a darling. So, yes, I do appreciate that. So, anyway, again, thank you guys for hanging out. We better go because this has been like the longest show in a while. I think it's amazing.
Well, see, I see it as we're making up for no show the last
time. True. Excuse my coughing. My voice is a sinus and all those
things. Your voice
things.
Is done and you're out of coffee and your mug is angry. So let's go.
That's pretty much it. I'm out of coffee, which is not good. Not good. All right, guys. Well, again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for joining us today and sharing and hanging out. We do appreciate that. Niecy, thanks for hanging out with me again.
Oh, no problem.
It's been good. And hopefully you will have a very productive week this week. Best of luck to everyone with your challenge tunes. Please stay safe both in and out again, and we will catch you next week. All right, guys, bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.